Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to the Wombat Sports Podcast here on blogtalkradio.com, also wombatsports.com and gofightlive.tv. I'm Mark McHugh. I'm your host. I'm very privileged. I know we've been off for a couple weeks, but I'm very privileged to have a guest here on here that I think I really believe in the cause. It's something that I've seen. I've seen as something that needs to be done. We've talked a little bit about how fighters. Well, hold on 1 second. I'm gonna fix something here real quick. Give me 1 second here.
It does help if I'm unmuted. Sorry about that. But anyway, what I was saying while I was on mute was the fact that we're in a crisis right now where a lot of major clothing companies and major gear companies are catering to the male fighters and male athletes, and they're seeing them themselves. We can slap pink on something and call it a girlish. We can say it's for females. And it's a really huge crisis. A good example of what's going on before we got to talk to Lee, is the fact I was watching Shark Tank a couple of years ago, and there's a gal who had a sports bra on that it was a more innovative sports bra than the ones that they have out there in the public right now. A lot more comfortable, a lot more form-fitting, a lot better for the women to do it. But the sharks wouldn't take it because, oh, the major companies would crush you because they'll crush you because it's cheaper, blah blah blah. But you can't look into comfort. I'm sorry to say that the company ended up going out of business, but it's stupid for people to be able to do that. So that's why I'm so passionate about Lynn being on the show, because we're at a point at which there are so many female athletes that are going into fighting sports right now. I mean, it's increasing, it's as much of an increasing market as anything, if you have been reading my site over the past couple of years. But Lynn has decided to take it upon herself to go and create Society 9, which basically is looking towards what a female athlete needs in terms of training, gear, and it's an absolute great cause, so I'm absolutely privileged to have Lynn on with us right now. How's everything going, Lynn?
Hey, it's going great right now. You know, as of this morning, we're 60% funded on our Kickstarter campaign, which is huge. Our Kickstarter campaign goal is $50,000, and we're at about approximately $30,500, which is great, and we have 16 days left to go. So, you know, the response has been amazing. In the first day, we were able to raise about $12,000 in like the first 4 or 5 hours, which is crazy. I felt really humbled and blessed that I know people have been, you know, following my journey on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, but, you know, once I started seeing names of people I didn't recognize at all and it started trickling in the last couple of days, it's been really exciting because now I know, you know, yes, as much as I love my friends and family for supporting me, once, you know, complete strangers are starting to put their money towards our brand as well, then I really know and feel that we have something now. So it's been really exciting.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, you know, there's a demand for it. And, you know, I mean, I know you've heard a lot of complaints. I've heard a lot of complaints on my end, too, of the fact that there isn't, you know, gear that fits right or anything like that. And, I mean, a lot of it has to deal, I mean, we could see this in terms of Ronda Rousey, because her sports bra early on was always a problem. They always had that
sure,
sports
yeah.
bra always adjusting. And there's other, I see other girls out there that fight, and they always have to adjust their equipment in order to do it. It's a distraction. It doesn't make you any better of a fighter. And if you had something out there that does the job, then you don't have to worry about that, and that makes you a better fighter overall. So, like I said, this is a definitely needed thing as well. I mean, you obviously have been getting a lot of great reaction in terms of your cause. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what I can start with is sort of talking about, you know, early on in our journey where we first started developing the brand, like when I first started getting the light bulbs in my head that, you know, I should really pursue this maybe as like an opportunity. The women I train with and I teach, so I do Krav Maga and I teach a kickboxing class, and the women that I train with and I teach, as well as other women that I met in the local MMA community, I'm from Portland, Oregon, they often commented on how disappointing it was that men have so many options for products in the sport, you know, everything from quality gloves, tons of designs to choose from, tons of apparel catered to their aesthetic and their fit, and we didn't. And additionally, like, the biggest gripe had to do with how our training gear didn't even fit, like MMA gloves. And as you stated, you know, more often than not, there are men size small, turn pink, or some bright tacky neon. And, you know, we also saw that a lot of combat sports brands don't use, or who do use female product models, they typically sexualize their women's marketing pretty heavily. But I saw that there was an opportunity here to make a change, which is why we started with, you know, a small ambition, which is let's create a boxing and MMA glove line exclusively for women. And then we began tinkering around with a concept sportswear line. And we really wanted to cater to this customer who we believe is, you know, a badass, fierce woman. And so, you know, it's this dark, fierce cousin of all these yoga brands and all these other MMA brands who shrink and pink their products for women existed, what would she look like? And that really is what created and birthed Society 9. So that's what you see today.
Yeah, like you said, there's a demand for it now. And it's kind of interesting to say the least that over the past decade, we've seen more women decide that they want to take up a sport, not just for the basic fact of wanting to look pretty, but mm-hmm. also because they want to better themselves.
We've seen
women, you know, want to take up combat sports a lot more often. In particular, wrestling has female wrestling has grown by leaps and bounds in the high school range. They're growing the boys right now in terms of participation. Their growth is a lot larger percentage than what the males are. And they're seeing opportunities down the line as well. So there's girls as young as 8, 9, 10 that are looking, you know, towards being the next Ronda Rousey or being the next Sarah McMahon in the Olympics. So there is always that demand that's going to be out there for that. I think it's going to grow over the next decade. So, yeah, I think
absolutely.
Your timing is absolutely.
I wanted to echo that, actually. So I actually wanted to give a shout-out to Amanda Lowen and Leah Taylor. They're amazing black belt Brazilian jiu-jitsu gals out of Oregon, and they train out of Straight Blast Gym. And, you know, one interesting insight they shared with me as I picked their brains about, you know, product and brand and the growth of women in the sport, you know, they were saying that the workshops they teach, they specifically teach women's workshops from time to time so that, A, they can recruit more women in the sport, but B, to also test the market to see, are women really interested? And they're saying that their workshops are bringing anywhere between, you know, 50 to 70 women, and they go around the country. I know Amanda's in Europe right now. So, and that's just Brazilian jiu-jitsu, you know. So, I mean, that's just one example of how the more women are able to see what they are able to do by the likes of anyone from Ronda Rousey all the way to Amanda Lowen and Leah Taylor, Glenna Avila even from Oregon, you know, the more people are able to see what is possible and what they're capable of doing, then they'll be more willing to try it, which is why I think it is an exciting time for women in combat sports, because that mainstream spotlight is only going to inspire more and more women.
Yeah, and shout out to Jess Philippus, who's got a girls team going. There's currently, I think, 30 in her team, and I think they're all like middle schoolers basically, but they're all levels of you know, I think it's a range from like maybe 10, 12 to all the way up to maybe 15. I'm encouraged about these women that are doing these female classes to try to get, you know, these girls involved and all that as well. I know Jess also did something this summer where she did a clinic for mm-hmm. a bunch of girls, and it ended up, I think, 150 girls showed up for
That's
this
incredible.
Wrestling clinic to put on. So, yeah, I think there's a demand for it. I know we're about to, hopefully, fingers crossed, we get to the G4 this year. We're waiting on the date, but we have so many big plans for it, and I'm expecting that we're going to have a pretty large turnout because it's one of those situations where we've got a lot of great instructors that are already said that they would be willing to come out. And, I mean, the last time we had, I guess, 75, 80, and that was back in 2011. Now, 44 years later, I'm pretty sure that's going to be, at least 150, maybe 200 for the people that we're being offered to be participants in as well. So, yeah, I mean, the growth of all the sports in general are huge right now. I think it's a great opportunity as well. Now, you've got a lot of great backers. I've been watching your Twitter feed. I've been watching Facebook as well. You've had some really solid names behind you as well. Tell us a little bit about that support in terms of the, first of all, the WMA community, because you got some really big names there.
Yeah, so Michelle Watterson has been amazingly supportive about what we've been doing. She pledged her own dollars, but she's also been tweeting to her massive social media network, which is great. I can't thank her enough. And then, Kiana Rain, also in Los Angeles here, she's been also incredibly supportive, and she's helped connect me with some other women's MMA communities locally and even beyond. So, the outreach is really starting to pour in, and I was hoping that this would happen organically. I mean, I put a lot of heart into Society 9 and a lot of genuineness behind our efforts to really support and embrace the not only just the image and the athlete in female fighting, but also, the heart of the brand as well. And so to be able to have women like Michelle and Kayana reach out organically and say, absolutely, pick my brain, let me know how I can help you, that I think that's where, I really got really excited about the steam picking up because, we are a startup. We are a young company. I've been working on this for a little over 18 months, and it's been a roller coaster ride, but now to see other people joining in and saying, yeah, we absolutely want to see this come to fruition, especially at the professional level. I mean, we're not Nike. We're not Everlast, but, the fact that women in the professional arena are saying, yeah, I totally get what you're saying and why this brand to represent female fighters needs to exist, for them to say it in their social media support as well as in dollars is a huge win for us.
Yeah, I mean, right now, the goal isn't to be a multi-billion dollar company right now. It's to serve a really strong purpose. And, I think it's going to be very successful, and I think it's a great idea. I mean, like I said, there's just so much more need for it now to have equipment that does fit. And like I said, it's going to improve your performance tenfold as well. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy to be able to see that as well. And to tell you the truth, I've been seeing a lot of probably people that you haven't seen that have been tweeting out the brand. And I think once this interview gets out, and obviously I'm going to start to help campaign on my end too. I think a lot of the community is going to be behind you, and it's going by wildfire. And that's the thing about the interesting thing about the female mixed martial arts community is that. They don't, as big as they are, things catch on pretty fast once people start spreading the word really, really quick. You have somebody like Michelle Watterson be behind you and as well. And, I think people are going to start knowing you pretty, pretty quick. And, I think that your goal, I think your Kickstarter goal is a really good goal, by the way. I you didn't overly think it, because sometimes they'll think like maybe 75 or 80,000. And 50 sounds absolutely perfect, and you're already, Max said, you're 60% towards your goal right now, and you only have, 16 days left, I think, on the Kickstarter?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. I mean, you're already getting past half that. You're already halfway through, and I'm pretty sure people are going to start kicking in for the rest of the thing as well, so fingers crossed on that.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, I'm interested in terms of the gloves. I mean, obviously you researched MMA gloves as well. Obviously the weight is pretty much the way it should be. as well. I don't think you'll have any problems with commissions as well. I'm hoping that maybe we get to see your gloves in Invicta. You know, I think that's a huge goal as well. I know I'm going to try to talk to Shannon about it.
Yeah,
but,
hey,
I mean,
Shannon, I hope you're listening.
If not, I'll
be listening
a lot more often. the design of the glove, I think, is absolutely, you know, it's absolutely brilliant, because it is the one thing that I think it's the one thing that a lot of these girls do have a little bit of complaints about. And it's a simple enough, I don't say simple enough, but a common enough product that these girls have to use it every single day. And tell me a little bit about how the glove came about, how it kind of developed from
sure.
your concept.
Yeah, so what we did, what my team and I, my design team and I did, was we put together a focus group of different women in mixed martial arts. So I had, you know, pros who would give feedback, amateurs, as well as just everyday practitioners about what kind of brands they currently use on the market, what models, price points, designs, everything that you can imagine that would drive a purchasing or training decision, right? And I asked them for this feedback, and what my team and I did was we would purchase the competitor gloves. We would cut them all open to understand their construction, as well as, you know, we started noticing, you know, similar patterns in terms of, okay, well, they very well might be using the same factory because, you know, the construction internally looks almost identical to this interior. And so all that feedback led into basically a reverse engineered glove of what is now the Society 9 glove. And we really focused on the women, as you know, the women's hand proportions, of course, but also how they like to strike, like the feeling of the strike in the glove, which is why our glove has a pre-curved form for the hand, because, you know, as fighters, between training as well as really grueling rounds in the ring, you know, your hand gets strained after a while trying to clench your hand into that fist. And to have not only a lot of material on the glove, but then you have your tape and everything, it strains the hand as you're striking as well. And so we found that the pre-curve really helps the woman's hand feel not only better protected, but it made the strikes feel better because their hand was less strained. Obviously, once we're out of startup mode and we can actually do true, maybe scientific, you know, research to back that would be fantastic. But I truly believe that comfort and that curve really helps alleviate some of the strain, but also helps with better feeling strikes as well. So, you know, we're starting small with the glove, but with the Kickstarter campaign goal reached and any, you know, all the traction that we get and interest, you know, I really hope to expand our line to really address everything that you're speaking of, from the sports bras to fight shorts. I've had tons of complaints about fight shorts, and then being able to expand not only our glove line and our performance apparel line, but then into a sportswear line as well, so that it really holistically becomes, you know, a brand for female fighters. And that female fighter is the core athlete, you know, the pros and the women who train day in, day out, you know, in the gym. But then you've also got the aspirational customer, too, who may not necessarily do combat sports, but loves our brand and who we represent. So, you know, that's what we're the most excited about, is we're starting small with a really core problem with the athlete, but we're really excited about the opportunities in expanding as well.
I should mention that the number one pledge amount is for the glove, 67 right now, and counting in terms of wanting that a pair of these gloves. So it tells you how much demand there is on this glove. And I also want to mention that since you were describing it, I think this is the exact idea that we'll get away from more eye pokes, the thing that Joe Rogan always complains about in the UFC. Oh, we need a glove that for the eye poking. Well, if you have a more curved glove, then you're not going to be able to eye poke as much anymore. So
exactly.
Involve that problem. So
yeah,
it's an innovative.
Well, and I really want to make sure that we create you know, quality product. I mean, even right now with the prototypes I've been training in, I already sent it back to my factory and had them shorten the finger holes just a little more too, just so that we can, you know, step away from that very issue, which is eye poking. And that's what we found in our testing and our feedback process with our focus group, was a lot of them said, the problem we have with some of the gloves on the market right now, or a lot of them rather, is that they are very flat, which means that, you know, those finger holes are exceeding where that knuckle line is for all their fingers. So, yeah, it makes eye pokes way more susceptible. So, I definitely am trying to keep in mind with some of those challenges that are, you know, very frequent in the sport as well.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I think, you know, you kind of mentioned it, you know, they kind of phoned it in a little bit, you know, in terms of it, and they don't go into research, and I really just absolutely hate that, you know. It's like, you know, what will cost somebody else's design? Well, you know, as much as it's going to save you, but it's not going to give you a quality product. And, you know, and that's what people want. They want, if they're serious about being a fighter, or seriously about going into training, they need products that actually work. So, so I think it's like I said, again, an absolutely great cause, and I think that you're doing a very good job of what you're doing.
Thank you.
You know, yeah, and I want to make a quick shout out to Glenna Vila, who's fighting, I believe, this week, and she's a big supporter of the company as well. I know she's based out of Oregon as well. And has been behind it 110% since, I think, probably the beginning, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, she, you know, when I started developing the brand, you know, I met Glenna. She was part of our focus group, of course. You know, she was one of the first women in our focus group. And as the brand continued to evolve, not just in our messaging and our marketing and the product, but, you know, I started learning all these amazing stories behind the women who, you know, put their heart and souls in the gym. And that's really where we started expanding into, you know, marketing efforts like Society 9 Storytellers. You know, everyone from professional female MMA fighters like Glenna to pro female race car drivers. That's, you know, that was one of our recent blog posts today. You know, these different athletes really know what it means to fight. And so that's something that I really wanted to make sure our message as a brand translated with, which is that every single one of these women that I train with, these women I've taught, these women who are our customers, you know, they surround us and they have these amazing stories about what it means to fight, not just in the gym, but in all aspects of life. And so, you know, I wanted to create a brand that female fighters of all types were proud to wear and, you know, represent. So Glenna was one of the first. I mean, obviously, I know that her, you know, personal story was made into, you know, a documentary, and now folks are following her journey as she continues her pro career. But, you know, she'll be the first to tell you, you know, but she's one of many, and which is why she is such a staunch supporter of Society 9, because she does believe that the female fighter is greater than the sport, and that's what we aim to celebrate every day that we work on Society 9. So,
yeah. Now, I want to mention, just not for the girls, but for the guys, there are benefits to being a part of this project. There is a hoodie and a jacket that you're being offered on your Kickstarter as well. I might have to pledge myself $65 so I can get one of those nice little zip up hoodies to be a part of it.
I'd love for you to rock a hoodie.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think that, you know, there's a lot of male fans out there of the cause, and sometimes we get a little bad rap, but I think we all want to have the opportunity to be able to help out in terms of this brand. And we want to see these female fighters work at their best and get what they need. A lot of people have contributed, you know, to help girls get to fight camps and all that as well. I think that this is a really good investment for anybody that wants to contribute, and then they can contribute as little as $25 if they want to, or any amount of money is fine. You know, I think that, like you said, once we get that $50,000 goal, everything's going to go pretty quick, and I think there's going to be a lot of demand for the gloves. And, you know, obviously, I think there's only 77 left of that particular backing, but I'm pretty sure you can adjust that. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what happens in the next 16 days, which I think, if I'm not mistaken, that's on the 25th or 26th.
It's, yes. Yep. Exactly.
Well, that's funny because I'm going to be in Portland around that time. So hopefully when I get down to Portland, we'll be able to sit down and to be able to say, hey, we've launched this goal. We did it. We're past 50,000. And, we'll be able to talk about the next steps in terms of what's going on with Society 9 as well. Is there anything else that I'm missing?
You know, I mean, I wanted to actually address one comment you said about, you know, men supporting us. Absolutely. Like, I wanted to create a glove that, you know, especially because I know a lot of female fighters have men as their either coaches or their training crew. And, you know, I wanted to create a product that even they were asking about, you know, like, when are you going to make men stuff? So, you know, they've been incredibly supportive because they do know how amazing these female athletes are. And so, you know, I can't say enough about the men who have supported our brand as well. And I think the biggest thing is like you said, the Kickstarter campaign, that's a huge first step for us. A big dream for us is to be able to show at the UFC Fan Expo this year, you know, amongst all the other great brands, so that we can show that we're a top dog as well and we're one to watch out for. And that's what this $50,000 is going to help us do. It's helping us place our first production orders, but it's also helping us actually go and show at the UFC Fan Expo, which would be a huge opportunity for exposure for us. So, absolutely, I would love to, you know, the next time you and I chat, I hope it's to celebrate the fact that we've hit our goal and then we're talking next steps. So, so definitely, let's get there together.
Yeah, now, Roger Mittingly is in my chat room, and he mentioned that he had gotten a couple of the gloves, and he's actually donating them to a couple of female fighters. So, you know, he's
awesome.
On board as well. So, I really hope that that ends up being the case, because I would love to be out there in Portland and help you celebrate, this, like I said, this great cause. And this is something that I think the whole community can get behind, in terms
mm-hmm.
of, you know, what their performance is as well. And like I said, I'll back you 110%, try to get all my resources
thank
behind
you
as well,
mm-hmm.
get that taken care of.
Thank you.
Any shout outs, anybody else you want to do, anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely want to shout out to the girls in the Oregon crew. So I know I said hey to Amanda and Leah at Straight Blast Gym in Portland, and Glenna. Haley Brooks is an AMI fighter. She's up and coming. Same with Kristen Marinen. And Roma Pilic, I know, is, you know, and is starting her pro career, and I wanted to give her a shout out as well because she's been incredibly supportive. You know, the Oregon crew has really done a lot to help support me, not just in figuring out how to create the best product, but also reaching out to their communities. And now in LA, you know, Marina Shafir has been incredibly supportive since the beginning too. You know, I picked her brain about the industry quite a bit. And then Kiana Rain, who trains out of Systems and Kings and Black House down here, I know she's opened up her arms and just said, you know, let me help you. And I can't thank her enough as well. So I wanted to shout out to them. And I also wanted to give a shout out to, you know, to other brands that started developing women's apparel line in combat sports, you know, like Fight Chicks, Fighter Girls, Tussle. You know, they've done a lot to pave the way to actually say, yeah, women exist in this sport and they deserve apparel and gear to cater them. I wanted to give them an appropriate shout out too, because, you know, without them, you know, they were the pioneers who started developing women's apparel. You know, I owe them a lot of thanks as well. So, you know, I hope that people who support Society 9, support our products, you know, will see that we are creating a brand that represents female fighters, not just in brand name, but also in respect. And so, you know, we hope that folks are excited about what we are looking to expand on, including great products, but also our mission too. So hopefully you'll see us at the UFC Fan Expo this year.
Yeah, I want to shout out to Tussle as well. I'm sorry to say they decided to close down this year. And there were so many years they've been really great supporters of the WMMA community. They've won Sponsor of the Year several different times. And I'm sorry to say that the brand's being discontinued, at least for the time being. I know Slate's been doing some other projects. So, you know, first of all, shout out to them. And I've been following Roma for a very long time. She's fought, you know, in my native Montana for quite a while before moving out to Oregon. So I know Roma personally, and she's gonna make a lot of big waves lately. She has a lot of support in terms of her thing as well. So it's great to see her that she's involved with Society 9 as well. I want to mention you guys can check out Society 9 on Facebook, and then I believe it's at Society 9 on Twitter. Is that correct?
Yes, at Society 9 Inc. And the 9 is spelled out. Not the numerical.
Okay. And obviously, go to Kickstarter. You know, look up Kickstarter and go to Society 9, NINE, on Kickstarter. It is a staff pick, which is really, really cool.
That was amazing. Yeah, we got that on like the second day or something. It was crazy. So that was a great honor.
Yeah, so, yeah, go there. Like I said, if you have, like, $5, feel free to donate. If not, you know, try to get 25 or whatever, you know. You know, every dollar counts. I think we're, you know, like I said, everything's kind of rolling really, really quick. And if you're a female fighter and you need, a quality glove, I mean, you know, it's well worth the money to be able to get that as well and help this cause out, too. So, you do such a great job in terms of where you're thinking about and doing your research and really putting out a quality product. And like you said, we'll see you out in Portland on the, I think, 26th, 27th. And hopefully we'll be celebrating the fact that you've made your Kickstarter goal and we'll get this company underway.
Yes, exactly. Let's prepare that champagne.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, like you said, best of luck to you. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, and definitely we'll keep the campaign rolling.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time today.
No problem at all, Lynn. And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye bye.
Lynn Lee, everybody, you guys can check her out at Lynn Lee on Twitter if you want her personal account, but at Society 9 Inc. Spread the word, please. They're doing a really great job of doing it. You know, this is kind of going in the direction of what Wombat Sports is going to start doing a little bit more often, is really kind of get behind some people that people don't know about. You know, there's campaigns and everything going on, and I've been kind of bombarded with them. Society 9 in particular is one of the ones that I'm really backing really hardcore because I believe in her cause. So make sure you guys check her out as well, and you'll be seeing a little bit more on my page as well. Next week, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, I don't know who I'm going to have as of yet. We'll see what happens. There's a couple things that I might want to get on. Go to wombatsports.com. I know I've said that I'm going to lay off a little bit, but some things have come up, so there'll be some interesting interviews coming up. Valentina Shishenko, who's going to be fighting in the next couple months for Legacy, is going to be I'll have an interview with her posted on the website. Also with Artemis Film Festival, another cause that I'm hoping to help a lot out with. My Future Star column is returning this week too, so make sure you guys check that out. All the results obviously are going to be posted on the website as soon as I get them, so make sure you guys check that out as well. And follow us on Twitter at SWIB, at Wombat Sports, and Wombat Sports on Facebook, and make sure you guys check those out for any kind of updates as well. With that in mind, we'll see you guys next week, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. Like I said, I'll have an announcement about who my next guest is going to be over on the website, wombatsports.com. We'll talk to you guys then.